If you want a sign that humanity's still got it going on,
the people are revolting.
Welcome to People Are Revolting, a daily dose of disobedience. This story is written by Laura Webster and is published at thenational.scot. Sack the Racist campaigners call for removal of Glasgow statues. Campaigners staged socially distanced protests at historic Glasgow statues this morning, calling on authorities to, quote, sack the racists. Following on from the 2020 Black Lives Matter protests across the UK, the anti-racism activists said they aimed to focus attention on the city's blood-soaked history of profiting from slavery and colonialism. It comes as part of a day of mobilization across UK social media today to publicize United Nations Anti-Racism Day next month. This morning, masked activists visited statues in Glasgow, which celebrate figures involved in the legacy of slavery and colonialism. They protested at the John Moore statue in George Square and the Lord Robert statue in Kelvingrove Park. On Moore's statue, protesters left a sign reading, "John Moore was a general who suppressed the slave revolt in the Caribbean island of St. Lucia in 1796. There were many such revolts in the Caribbean after the French Revolution. Racist histories often try to downplay the importance of these slave revolts in ending slavery, attributing abolition to the political efforts of well-connected white people. Ruby Hirsch of the Glasgow Stand Up to Racism commented, "As Home Secretary Priti Patel calls Black Lives Matter protests dreadful, and the sections of the media brand taking a knee as divisive, the anti-racist movement has been under attack. We will not be silenced. We will continue to make noise and take action against racism." Statues in this city that celebrate brutal racist colonialists who put down slave revolts are a symbol of how the legacy of slavery has never been properly addressed. We want a break from this blood-soaked history of oppression and create a society that celebrates the lives of the slaves who revolted, not the lords who violently tried to keep them down. Discussing the states targeted, Hirsch added, quote, "Glasgow could celebrate in statue those who call for an end to the barbaric trade, such as the former slave and abolitionist Frederick Douglass, who toured Scotland in 1846, speaking at large meetings to abolish slavery, instead of these racists." If you want to check out back episodes of People Are Revolting, just go to peoplearerevolting.com. You can also follow on Twitter at People Revolting. Keep revolting, and thanks for listening.
A sign that humanity's still got it going on.
The people are revolting.
I think you just nailed it.